Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, it is a Football Friday brought to you by Oaks Card Club. Play it smart. Play at Oaks. Matt Steinmetz, Bonte Hill, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you. And talking a little Warriors, the Steph Curry situation. If you don't know, Bleacher Report story coming up saying that Steph Curry's hand injury a little more serious than first thought, and he may miss the entire season. The Warriors have, they haven't really released a statement, but through Connor Letourneau and Logan Murdoch, two media members who cover the Warriors, they've been told by sources that that's not true, and they'll figure it out on February 1st. 510 says, Steiny, why does the organization feel the need to even respond to that report? That's a good question. I mean, they don't have to. They don't, but it's one of those things where if you're covering the team, you're covering the Warriors, and that comes out, you have to go to the team to find out more. And what happens is you'll go to your guys, or you'll go to somebody in the front office or in the coaching staff and say, what's going on with this? And they'll say, not really sure. Nothing's changed as far as we go. So that, they don't have to say anything, but basically, we'll clarify something. We got two Warrior calls. I want to clean them up a little bit, and then I want to get back to the Raiders, who had a big, big night in Oakland last night. Let's go to Roberta. Roberta wants to talk about the Golden State Warriors' future. Hey, Roberta, how you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. Happy Friday to you. Another great, great program here. So I just wanted to remind you. I mean, we're waxing nostalgic over, you know, Noe Iguodala, et cetera, you know, and Livingston. But we're talking about rebuilding, and that's the important part to focus on. Yes, these are the pieces we have right now, but, you know, and they're sifting them out, right? They're seeing how can we work with these young guys, right?
Yeah.
That's part of it. The other thing is I think that D'Lo is a little he's really good, and I'm not putting him down here, but he needs to learn to work with people. Like when our all-stars come back on the floor, he needs to learn to work with others, because I think that could even make him a better player. He would integrate his skills with others, and he would look really, really good, I think. So,
no, you're absolutely right, Roberta. I mean, that's what this year's become. You got to figure out who the players are. They played the Houston Rockets the other night, and nine guys played against the Rockets that weren't on the team last year.
It's unreal.
So, I mean, it really is. It's unbelievable. So you got to find out how many of those nine are keepers. And I think it's really as simple as that. How many of those nine can you play with Steph Curry, or do you want to play with Steph Curry and Clay when they come back? Let's go to John in Lafayette. Hey, John, what's going on? I got a trivia question then for you guys, too. What's up, John?
Nothing much. I think it comes down to really two things, is where are they in the standings come February 1st? And then how does that correspond with, if they're doing a lot of scouting in the college, where does that elite talent fall off at what pick in the upcoming draft? And I think those are the two things that should determine whether or not Steph plays after February 1.
That's a great point. That's a great point. I think they got to put a lot of different stuff into the equation. All right.
Trivia.
And you owe us, too.
What?
You said you had a stat that was going to wow us, a Niners stat.
Right, I gave it to you. Thanks for listening.
Bonte?
I said 2 years ago, the 49ers were 0-8. They traded for Jimmy Garoppolo, and 2 years later, they're 8-0. That was the stat. Yeah. Through week nine plus one game, what does that mean?
Kyle, I'd like you to get into my ear.
I would think it was week 10.
Okay. Oh, I got you. Okay. Through week nine, I'll just say that. Through week nine, three teams have already surpassed their win total from a year ago. What teams?
That's easy.
That's it. That's super easy.
I mean, the
easy.
Niners.
Niners
okay.
at one.
The Raiders.
Okay.
And then it'd have to be...
Yeah, not so easy after yeah, the two no. home teams.
No, no, you know what? No. I think it's Aaron Rodgers. What was the Packers record last year?
I want to say that I'm going there. Let's go Green Bay.
It is. It's the Green Bay Packers.
Good job.
So the 49ers and the Raiders, two of the most improved
Already?
Teams in all of football.
Well, that's how bad you were last year. Yeah, it's a good thing, but I hear you.
Yeah, last night at the Oakland Coliseum, big night for the Niners. They beat the Chargers 26-24. They're now 5-4. They're just a game behind the Kansas City Chiefs. And they weathered the storm of being away from the Coliseum for about 6 weeks. They came back, and now they're sitting pretty, really, 5-4 with the Bengals next, and then at the New York Jets. So,
wow.
We got ourselves two football teams in the Bay Area,
Pierce. That would be awesome. Could you imagine?
I mean, you had to think that when the Raiders got back home after that long road trip, I'm thinking, man, they're going to be like 2-5. They're going to be out of the playoff hunt. There's going to be no buzz around, but they go 3-4. They lose a tough one to Houston, but it felt it was one of those cases where it's like, you know what? The Raiders are they're playing tough. They're playing hard. Kind of like the Warriors. Yeah. They're playing hard, but this Raiders team has a little more talent, a lot more talent than this Warriors team right now. And you win two straight home games in a fashion that they win. That breeds confidence in that locker room saying, hey, we can win the close games. And they've won a lot of close games so far this year, Stardy.
Yeah, they have. And just to put the Curry thing to bed, Larry Beal, ABC 7 Sports. We all know Larry Beal.
Yep. Legend.
He says... regarding the Bleacher Report story, further clarification, Larry Beal says, we reported, that means ABC7, we reported that after Steph broke his hand, there were actually two breaks. One was clean, an easy fix. The other was a smaller bone and more problematic. Curry may need a cleanup procedure, creating the three-month rehab timeline, and possibly he's out the rest of the year.
Wow.
So that's from Larry Beal, ABC.
Wow. Multiple
seven.
Somebody's
fractures.
Lying, Steiny.
Wow.
Somebody's lying.
I think I might know.
What's going on?
It smells fishy.
Right. Who played that, John?
925 said, Matt, you said the Niners beat the Chargers. Oh, did I say the Niners beat the Chargers?
You know what you meant.
No. By the way, we had the Raiders. We had the Raiders winning last night.
He was on the roll, man. Right, I knew what he meant. You know, it was one of those things you didn't want to derail.
You gotta stop me.
Thank you. No, we had the Raiders. I had the Raiders beating the Chargers. Once I found out that the Chargers were favored,
what did you have them win total? I think we did it. I was like 6-10.
You said AFC Championship.
Win Antonio Brown, and then after I said playoff. It sounds
like the opposite of what's going to really happen. Let's go to Shaka. Shaka's in Berkeley. Hey, Shaka, what's up, man?
Oh, man, I'm good. How y'all doing, man?
Doing great.
I'm going to check y'all out Monday, man. I'm off Monday. I'm going to come check y'all out.
Cool.
All right. Can't wait to meet you.
Okay, I wanted to talk about the old AFL because the uniforms last night brought memories, man. And, you know, San Diego was announced old school Raiders uniforms from the 60s. And, arguably, the Super Bowl trophy is named after Lombardi, Green Bay Packers, old guard. But when you look back at the history of Al Davis, Lamar Hunt, the San Diego guy who taught Bill Walsh the offense.
Sid Gilman.
You can see the AFL has did more for the football than anybody, offensively, you know. How y'all feel about that, man? I'll take it off the air.
Wow, that's a good call, man. The AFL. The
anybody
AFL
that teaches
known,
Bill something.
They were known for their offense and creativity back in those days. So they did implement it. The NFL was like boring and run the football and 3 yards
Imagine
in a cloud
that,
of dust.
Man.
And Al Davis had a lot to do with it.
Things happening in real time here, people. In real time. Rick Bucher has just tweeted.
Uh-oh.
A clarification from my story today citing a source saying Steph Curry's likely to miss the remainder of the season. While the injury was worse than originally thought, he wouldn't play again this season because there's no competitive reason. Story is being updated. I guess that means...
I feel like he's doubling down.
Well, it means he's saying that the Warriors if Curry tank. Misses the whole season, exactly. It's just because the Warriors and Curry decided not to play, not because
which is
the
more
injury
outrageous
was more serious.
To be Stoddy, because we talked.
I don't know. I mean,
we
no
talked
idea.
About he ain't that type, and the team ain't that type. Hey, that odometer.
Let's go to Antonio. Antonio's in Oakland. He's got visions. He's got visions. Antonio does. What's up, man?
Oh, yeah, guys. You know, I would love a Bay Area Super Bowl, 49ers, Raiders. You know, I think the Niners have a tougher schedule. I think the Raiders have more of a cakewalk, you know, because the Patriots, although they're great, but Tom Brady's showing a little age. You know, the Ravens aren't really ready. You know, Lamar Jackson, I don't really believe in him just yet. You know, the Chiefs, yeah, they got Mahomes, but they don't really have a running game or a defense. So, you know, they kind of have a little cakewalk over there. So there's no excuses for them not to go deep into the playoffs, you know. But, you know, I think the Niners will end up in the Super Bowl because what is better, you know, passing, running, defense. And for those doubting Jimmy G, he has the best highest percentage on third down, the money down, all every quarterback in the NFL.
No doubt.
47 of his 65 completions have been touchdowns or first downs on third down. So,
Antonio, give me a sense of something real quick. Fast forward to February, and it's the 49ers versus the Raiders in the Super Bowl in Miami, and the Raiders win on a last-second touchdown. Tell me how that following Monday plays out for you.
Oh, man. I'd be worse than LeBron winning the title against the Warriors or something. Wow, that'd be a nightmare.
Oh, man.
That's like from a sports perspective, that's like a sports example of Trump being president for the next 30 years, you know?
Okay. No, you know what? I
kind of agree with him.
Okay. Oh, man.
Thanks a lot, Antonio.
That's what they call heavy.
Antonio, hey, big San Francisco 49ers.
Just imagine that week if the Raiders and Niners met in South Beach. That week leading up to the Super Bowl,
it would be something.
Would be insane for us. Man. It would be insane in the Bay Area.
It would be.
And it would spark up what we went at each other over if it's a rivalry, which it is to me, growing up here.
Boy.
Yeah.
Talk about bragging rights.
Would spark what?
Remember, we had the debate about is it a rivalry? And I'm like, the jurisdiction makes it a rivalry. But I'm going to say this, and I shouldn't look at this as it counts or to sell you guys on where you stand. They had to stop the series. I'm going to just leave that there between the Raiders and Niners.
Well, that was because people were liquored up and fighting each other. It was just, and it wasn't
shame
just Raider.
Shame on me for using that.
Well, it just wasn't Raider fans fighting Niner fans. It was Niner fans fighting Niner fans.
You got me on that.
It was just a bunch of idiots out there.
That hurt me when they had to stop that.
707 says a cakewalk. I guess Antonio said the cakewalk is for the Raiders next day. I don't know if it's a cakewalk. If a 49er fan says the Raiders next eight games are a cakewalk, then you get to say to the 49er fans, the first eight games were a cakewalk for the Niners. Come on now, you got to play fair.
And those last eight for the Raiders aren't a cakewalk. They play Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee's nobody to just – you can't just walk in.
There's been a disarray, though.
You can't just walk in and just say –
you're going Al Pacino any given Sunday.
Jacksonville, and then you have to travel to the Chargers or the Broncos. And imagine if the Raiders are in a position to make the playoffs, the Chargers or Broncos would love to spoil the party for the Raiders. Yeah. So then there's no cakewalk for the Oakland Raiders.
I mean, it's getting to the point where we're halfway through the season.
Right.
The schedule doesn't matter anymore who they played. It just, who any teams played. It really doesn't. You got eight more games. They might be easy, they might be tough, but, you know, they don't weigh the schedule. Well, the 49ers were 13-3, but boy, that first half of the schedule was pretty easy. What do you say we don't put them in the playoffs?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the way it works.
It all count, baby.
Let's go to Steve. Steve's in Fairfield. Hey, Steve, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, guys. Oh, pretty good. Enjoying the show. I usually call in on the Warriors all the time, but I'm a Raider Warriors A's fan.
All right.
I read a real nice story about Eric Harris, the safety. Just a real good story about perseverance. His backstory is that he played at a real small high school. He wasn't that good. He was always late to football practice and getting in trouble for it, but it was because he had to take care of his younger siblings while his mom worked all night at a factory as a single parent. He vowed to never do the same, married his high school sweetheart. They got in a horrible accident. She had seizures because of it.
Oh, my.
Only when they had their last set of twins did she recover from that. He couldn't afford to go to college, so his mom took all his clippings together from his small school and sent it to a D2 school, who then picked him up, and he did good there at the D2 school. went and played up in Canada, was always a special teams guy, and there he is starting for the Raiders now, no longer on special teams with darn near three picks last, you know, the other night or Thursday night.
Yeah.
It's just a real great story to feel about, you know, perseverance and how we can all hang in there and make something of ourselves.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate that. That, I mean, I heard a little bit about that. I also saw the Josh Jacobs interview. I mean, he's the real deal, too.
He said they would go to bed hungry, and they'd play games to keep their mind off of it. Man.
He slept in his car with his dad, man. That's what you follow with this guy out of Alabama. It's like, man, the rage that he's played with, you get it. You get it. So you pull for guys like
that.
And even Waller at tight end. Yeah. Thinking about all the drug abuse he went through.
He was
in
heavy.
He's still going to rehab. Now he's making beats and playing high-level football, man. It's a good story, the Oakland Raiders. That's right.
Let's go to Kinger. Kinger just got on the line. He went to the Raiders game last night. So did my two partners. What do you got, Kinger? How you doing? Kinger in Newark. How are you?
Hey, man. How you doing? Just getting off the Raiders victory.
Yeah.
Listening to you at home. It's been a long, long time.
Kinger, I got to ask you to call back. I got to ask you to call back. It was very, very muffled. Very, very muffled.
It'll be better when he calls back.
Yeah. So anyway, the 49. I mean, who would have thought it? 49ers, Raiders, both. Who had the 49ers and Raiders both being good? Nobody.
Nobody. Yeah, that was my day.
Hey, by the way, not for nothing, as Guru says, hashtag random. I went back and was looking at something that
I'm already laughing.
Remember the old coach of the Detroit Lions, Jim Schwartz?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Jim.
Remember when Harbaugh slapped him in the back?
Yeah.
I tell you what. What a tool. Seriously.
What made you think about the tool
yesterday? I don't know. Remember you guys brought up Schwartz?
Oh, yeah.
And now he's with the Eagles.
I did see your face when I brought it up. He was like, God damn, I forgot about that.
So, like, there's a lot of things he's done that really drive me crazy. So, if you remember what happened.
Yeah, I do.
The 49ers win. And he runs across the field, and he's wound up.
He pulled his shirt up.
You can see his stomach.
Yeah.
He's got his fist raised, all right? Schwartz has lost. They meet to shake. Schwartz gives him the hand. Harbaugh's still wound up and gives him one of those smack on the backs, like, I don't know, so dismissive. That's not the worst part. The worst part is Harbaugh runs away and, like, is ignoring that Schwartz is like, you're a tool. And then at one point turns around and Harbaugh says, get out of my face.
Right.
You know what? It was a reminder why I can't stand Harbaugh.
Dude, that was so funny about that. Bob Lang, the PR director? Yeah. No. Tell it, Jim Schwartz.
Jim blew that horn at the Seahawks.
But the backstory behind that was, since it was a lock, it was a lockout before the season, and Jim Schwartz basically was coming up to Harbaugh in the coaches' meetings in the off season, and John and Jim are right there. Jim Schwartz is just telling, you know, Jim Harbaugh, like, it's gonna be really tough for you to, like, get the Niners on the same page. It's gonna really affect you and your team. And at the time, apparently, Jim Harbaugh thought he was a tool for saying all that. So Jim Harbaugh remembered it. During that game, if you guys go back and watch the game, Harbaugh had challenged something that he wasn't supposed to challenge. And Jim Schwartz, you could see the lip reading. You can't challenge that, you idiot, or something that. It's like, you don't know the rules or something. So there was something before that game, and that was the ultimate sticking
tool. Jim ran off like he didn't know dude was looking for his time.
Dude, he started up some stuff, man.
To further just make him like, I love me some Harbaugh, man.
If we weren't in the Bay and people didn't love Harbaugh like they loved him, you would look at that and say,
he's a pappas.
What a tool. So he gets to hit him in the back, and then he runs away. We have names for people like that. I had forgotten about that, but once I heard Schwartz's name,
Jim didn't want.
Of course,
smoke.
Yeah, 650 love Harbaugh, and Schwartz was yelling across the field.
Yeah, learn the rule book exactly earlier in that game. So there was a backstory to it, and I didn't know that until afterwards. But no,
and where's
I'm just
Schwartz at now? He's
Philadelphia.
Yeah, under the scrum.
And the whole scrum before they got to the tunnel because there's only one
exactly
tunnel at Ford Field. I mean, it was so bizarre.
The other thing that was actually kind of funny was. So Harbaugh does that. He hits him on the back, And Schwartz doesn't know what to make of it at first.
Right.
Like, he was just like, what did you do? And then he kind of got more mad because, like, Harbaugh was, of course, running away because he didn't want to sit there. He didn't want to stand there and have to deal with what he just did.
Do we have? I wish we had the audio description of Harbaugh made after the game when he was talking about maybe he didn't like the handshake. I just came in too hard. He was like explaining how hard he came in with the handshake.
He slapped.
I get it.
Niners said, no, I'm trying to break it up in the suit. Oh, man.
5-1-0, and this is when I mean Harbaugh made that little guy look like a dummy. And you know what? Harbaugh looked like a bully. That's what he is.
Hypothetical.
So anyway, let's go to David. David's in Oakland. He wants to talk. Wants to talk sports. What's up, David? How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Go ahead, because I'm worried already about the connection. You there?
Warriors.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, sure.
They're players.
All right, this phone line is.
Let's go.
Next year,
Dave. You got David. You got called back.
Yeah.
Let's go to Michael. Mike's in San Francisco. Hi, Mike.
Call back.
How are you, man?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, I had a question. I wanted to get you guys' opinion on this. About a week ago, remember when we were talking about why people hate on Curry, light skin and affluent and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I want you guys' opinion. How come Clay doesn't get the same kind of hate? He's light skin, pretty boy, comes from a affluent family. And just want you guys' opinion on that. Why is it Curry, but Clay doesn't get the same amount of, you know?
Because if I could just go first, and I love both of them. Curry is Michael Jackson when he shimmies and celebrates after his shots compared to Klay Thompson being Frankenstein. You know, Klay will be demonstrative a little bit. Dude, Curry, they just showed the clip of the old Curry with the shoulders, the shimmy, the Michael Jackson. Remember he did the crip walk one time?
OKC.
The kid next door, the guy next door, Stoney, he gets away with it. But if I was a player, I'd want him to put on some shoulder pads. Not only can we not stop you, we don't have the answer. You do the Michael Jackson on us and rub our face in it, but you get a pass by the media. I totally understand. So Klay ain't up there shimmying like Michael Jackson is what I'm going to call Steph.
Steph's been the alpha dog, of course, and Draymond's been the more vocal leader. Klay's just quiet, so everybody, you know, he's a lovable guy. Yeah. I mean, Steph is lovable too, but Klay's so much in the background.
Don't shimmy or do none of that.
You know?
I think also Klay, it's Curry's team.
Yeah.
It's Curry's team, so I think that's why. I mean, the other thing is, basically, everybody thinks Klay's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And he is. So,
dude,
mellow,
where's my
laid
call?
Back. Yeah, exactly. All right, here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. The Raiders got a big win last night, and the 49ers have their biggest game since 2014 coming up on Monday. Coming up in 5 minutes, we're going to break down two of the biggest NFL stories of the year, and they're both happening right here in the Bay Area. That's all sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. Whether it's a major collision or just a scratch or door ding, Chilton Auto Body's 11 convenient Bay Area locations are just a call or click away. Stop in or schedule an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Nice win last night for the Oakland Raiders. They go to 5-4. They got the Bengals and the Jets coming up. Bengals at home, Jets on the road. 49ers play the Seahawks on Monday. That's the biggest game of the sports weekend, I got to believe, in the NFL. An 8-0 team against the 7-2 team. We're talking a little bit about Jim Harbaugh and when he was had that handshake with Jim Schwartz.
Handshake.
That's right. I forgot this quote from afterwards from Harbaugh describing the handshake. I went in too hard, too aggressive on that handshake. I've since changed that. Not doing that anymore. Jim and I I can't blame him. I went in too hard, too aggressively on the handshake. And you respect him for taking exception to that. We've talked and we're good. We're back to friends. All right.
You believe that?
I don't know. I mean, you cannot be crazy about somebody but still find them amusing. That's where I'm at with Harbaugh. By the way, speaking of amusing, I love this one from Pete Carroll asking if he misses Jim Harbaugh. He says, I like Jim a lot. I think he's a great ball coach. He won't like me saying this, but I like beating him. And he beat him a bunch. He absolutely beat him a bunch. Let's go to Kinger. Kinger's back, and Kinger's in Newark. How you doing, Kinger? Thanks for hanging in there.
Guys, I'm back. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, Bay Love, you know, I like hearing about the Raiders being able to tune in to 95.7 and hear something good about the Raiders. Half my family's Niners fan, and I promise you, I root for you guys every single game you're not playing the Raiders.
Nice. That's it?
Wow.
Oh, thanks, Kinger.
Bay Love right there.
I like that, Bay
Let's
Love.
Go to our main man, Cockroach. Cockroach is in Oakland. What's up, Cockroach? How you doing? Were you at the game last night?
Hey, yeah, you know I did, Steiny, man. I watched that game right there. Man, your boy Cockroach got a little emotional, man. That was a big-time win for the Bay Area, man. I felt that win. Other people might have watched that game, but I felt that win when Jacob broke through that line. I just had to let it out one time, but I had the equal feeling when I spit out my coffee yesterday when you told the kids, to hell with the kids. That was the best line ever. I spit my coffee all over the desk. Anyway, I have a ball listening to y'all every day, man, and I hope the Raiders, and one of my biggest dreams is for all the Bay Area teams to be doing good at the same time. Balling Warriors, balling Giants, balling A's, balling Raiders, balling Niners. But now my second one is for one of them to meet during the big dance. So if it's Operation Miami with the Niners and the Raiders, it all started right here with VSG. Y'all brought it up first, and I'm going to bring it up second, and I hope it happens because we're going to have a ball. I swear, I'm going to come in front of the Hilton on my knees to meet you guys, man, because I think y'all the best, man. Y'all have a good day.
All right, looking forward to it. Yeah, Monday's going to be a lot of fun. Monday's going to be a lot of fun. And, in fact, we're going to be broadcasting from the Hilton, Santa Clara, on Monday. And we've got another pair of food and drink wristbands to give away courtesy of the Hilton Santa Clara. So stay tuned to find out how you can win a pair of wristbands good for food and drink at the Hilton Santa Clara during our broadcast there Monday. We're going to give away that second pair of wristbands at about 1 o'clock. And what those wristbands do, they get you not only on the premises, but you get to eat and drink for free. And before you even ask, yes, that means alcohol.
Man.
You got your fit picked out, Steiny?
I'm sorry, my what?
Your outfit. What you going to wear?
For when?
For Monday. You know, people stop by and come and see us. You want to, you know.
You already got it picked out?
Yeah, you know. I might hit the mall or something.
Argyle sweater?
No, Argyle? Hey, what is that weather
That's
now,
That's a problem.
Though? Oh, whoa.
What's the weather supposed to be like on Monday?
A little chilly.
It's peak cold season.
Like a
but,
peak
it, but it'll be down in Santa Clara, so it might be a few degrees warmer. So the big decision for me, as is most of the time the big decision, is whether to wear shorts or not. I like to wear shorts if I have a chance.
There you go.
I didn't today, and looks like it's warming
up. Starting to warm up
you guys
a little bit.
So, yeah, no, I haven't picked out my fit. For tomorrow.
Yeah.
For Monday.
You got something going tomorrow.
I can't even think about Monday right now. I'm thinking about the next hour and 24 minutes.
Let's get it.
And the Raiders with a big win last night. And, I mean, they're on the map in the AFC. I don't think there's any doubt about that. We've talked a lot this year about the Niners, and rightfully so. They're 8-0. They got a big one on Monday. We know that. But if you're a football fan in the Bay, do you allow yourself to start thinking about, I'll say it, Raiders?
No.
49ers Super Bowl.
I'm with you. Playoffs first.
Playoffs for Raiders.
Yeah. Playoffs first for both.
That's fair.
Because we're only 8 games in.
Yeah, playoffs for both. But you were talking about, you know, how good a job the Raiders are doing. We've been talking a lot about the Niners, and we talked about how, you know, they're going to have executive of the year candidates and coach of the year candidates and comeback, all that stuff. How about John Gruden and the job he's done with this Raiders team? We ridiculed John Gruden all last season. We laughed at him for trading Khalil Mack. We understood the Amari Cooper trade, but even then we said, man, you couldn't get the best out of Amari Cooper. He goes to Dallas, the ball's out. They have a draft. They kick off Antonio Brown despite Gruden trying his best to hold on to Antonio Brown.
What's going on, man?
They go on all these road games, and yet here they are at 5-4 with the Bengals and Jets on deck. I think we ought to start giving John Gruden some love and some credit, and maybe he's in that Coach of the Year conversation for the job he's doing with the 2019 Raiders.
And from 2000 to 2002, John Gruden, you could argue, had the most success as any coach. Lost to the Ravens in the AFC Championship with the Raiders. lost to New England in the Tuck Bowl in the division around, then won the Super Bowl with his new team, Tampa. But again, I say that to say, Bonte, this very well may be his best job coaching. And he was losing some of that luster because we used to think of John Gruden as, you know, just like Kyle Shanahan was almost fired, and now he's the boy genius, and he's earned that. If the Raiders could get in the playoffs, and just the fact that they're over 500 right now, Chucky is real. And tap into it. And can I say this, Donnie? And I got to just keep it real. What would their record be had AB been able to not act a fool, and Carr and that offense would have had him and Jacobs? I'm thinking
honestly.
I'm thinking six
that
and three.
Question is so freaking preposterous. And it's such a joke of a hypothetical, I'm not even going to entertain it.
Bonte,
so Antonio Brown, okay, now we're
if they, I meant
on his
threat.
Best behavior.
Yeah, get on the field,
here, man.
Though. On the
get
field.
I'm not going there.
Cancer on that locker room. The best thing the Raiders did was get rid of that guy.
Mm-hmm. And I thought it.
If
thought their
Antonio
season was
Brown
done.
Were on the team right now, they'd stink. That's what I think. You can't prove me wrong.
Well,
I can't prove myself right. But
you think somebody's going to sign him?
I actually don't, but I mean, Adam Kaplan says
he's
somebody
noise.
Will.
I mean, somebody's going to get
like
desperate.
Like who?
Some
though?
Desperate.
Let's go through
Seattle. They already checked in on him, and maybe this if he gets cleared. I'm just saying Seattle. And Adam's plugged in. I'm not. Teams want to win, man.
I mean,
Kareem Hunt. Who's the guy that was the kid broke his arm?
Maybe it's Green Bay or Philadelphia. Maybe it's Green Bay or Philadelphia. Philadelphia, Jackson is out for a while.
Tyreek Hill, thank
they
you.
Seem to make aggressive moves like that in Philadelphia where they take chances on players.
And they want to see if he's cleared, B.
Green Bay just needs more help at the wide receiver position. And there's going to be a couple teams, Steiny.
The other thing is, like, this is one of those things where, to me, the result is a little bit secondary to what happened. And you know, you're saying John Gruden's, this might be the best job, John Gruden. The bottom line is, if Philip Rivers can get them to a field goal last night, we're talking about how undisciplined they are.
Right.
How many penalties did they have?
But, you're right.
I mean, so it's like, it's like, I get it, they're 5-4.
That's a fair point, man.
But, I mean, they
flags,
lose
though.
That game, and we're talking about how he can't coach discipline. We're probably talking about how do you line up in the neutral zone two times. I mean, there were so many flags in that game. But, you know, again, that you can wash that under the bridge right now because they won the game. They're 5-4, and that's all that matters. But the for the same reason, like that's why I don't say, well, they'll beat Cincinnati and the Jets. Mm-hmm. So
and this whole flag gate, it's affected. I mean, they had a the Raiders got a touchdown, and Joe Buck didn't even know it was a touchdown. He didn't know there was a flag down. I'm like, Joe, save it. Stop. There's a flag. But every damn play, Bonte, and the worst flags are when they're on the other side of the field and had nothing to do with the result of the play. Right. It's out of control. They don't even know when to drop the yellow thing on the score. What do you call it? The score box.
Oh, yeah,
you don't even know.
So,
oh, there's a flag a minute after. It's out of
so
control.
So they shouldn't call a penalty on the other side of the field?
What I'm saying is Saudis are calling too many.
Ticky-tack fouls yesterday or ticky-tack penalties.
It's out of control, man.
Basketball jargon mixed up. But
oh, how'd you get down there? I didn't make any completions. We just got about four flags.
There's a couple pass interferences where you're just like, really? Like, come on, man. Like,
and they will not review them and change them.
But I'm blaming the New Orleans Saints for whining and crying about the NFC Championship game. Whining when they had a chance in overtime to win that damn game at home because they got the ball first, and they're still crying about it. They basically have.
You think this is the fallout? I hadn't heard that.
They ruined the NFL in a way with all these PI reviews that are not getting overturned. It's a joke.
650. You guys need to curb your enthusiasm on the Raiders. 5-4 is light years away from 8-0. Compare apples to apples. Imagine what you'd say about the 49ers at 5-4. I'd say they're right in the middle of things if the 49ers were 5-4. There's also a couple things that you have to put into the equation. And the one is that the Raiders didn't play a home game for a month and a half. And a lot of people expected them to be done by the time they got back to Oakland. Well, they're not. They're 5-4. And while you don't hear it here about the 49ers haven't played anybody, the bottom line is their schedule's going to toughen up in the second part of the season. And so right now the Raiders are playing darn good football, and so are the 49ers. Jeff in Concord. Hey, Jeff, what's going on? How you doing out there?
Good. How you doing? Hey, I was just going to give you guys a call. I think both Bay Area teams are killing it for sure, but I am with you guys. The Raiders, they do need to clean up those penalties 100%. It's going to scare me if that happens if they make the playoffs. But let me get one take. We're on to Cincinnati, yeah?
Nice.
On to Cincinnati.
Nice line.
That was a good one. That was off of Belichick, Monte.
Oh, I know.
We're on to Cincinnati.
I know. Yeah.
Cincinnati is a home game, though.
Yeah. So I hope if your guy tailgates, let me know.
He's not.
Breaking down.
Cincinnati. No, it was his last.
Oh.
It was the last one. That's why you were invited, because it was the last one.
Did you get your ball
like you get in, that's the only reason you were invited, because it was the last one. Wow. Yeah, maybe they'll go to the playoffs and they'll have another one.
I won't come now after you say it like that. Don't invite me.
Well.
About that, you like that.
You'll find your way over there.
Yeah.
Free food and drink.
What do you call that, swag?
By the way, is it payday today?
No. Look at me. Shit. Hey, no.
I was getting.
You know, I'm really happy
that's
on
next
this
week,
day.
Steiny, that's next week, like, trust me.
Look at the rich guy.
Wait, but you have direct deposit.
Yeah, right? I get it 2 days before.
That's how.
Ooh, I hope my wife ain't listening.
I never know. So, 408, Raiders had one of the toughest schedules in the first half of the season. They certainly were away from Oakland for a long period of time. That's for dang sure. But it's a fun time right now.
It is.
It's a fun time because we've got the 8-0 49ers and the Raiders now at 5-4. Two of only three teams that have already exceeded their win total from a year ago. I mean, that to me is the sign that, okay, maybe they're not going to win the Super Bowl, any of these teams. Maybe they will. Who knows? But the improvement of both teams is undeniable, and that is a result, at least in part, because of coaching.
It makes me think, what the hell were we talking about
office,
last
front
year?
Office, front office. Yeah, I was going to bring up
during
Mayock.
During football season.
Yeah.
But we were talking about firings.
Right, yeah.
Both teams have done
a really good job in drafting. You look at the Raiders' last draft. Look at how many players are contributing to this season. Renfro, Jacobs. Furl.
I don't want to say
Moreau.
No names, yeah.
I mean, they've got a lot at Mullen at corner. I mean, and the Niners, the same thing with their draft classes over the last three seasons. So the front offices
change.
Getting the players that they want, the personnel that they want, now they're ascending. They're getting it better and better and better. And both teams, not only this year, but they're set up well for the future.
Let me ask you guys this. What position, assuming that each team could get a really good player at a certain position, what position would it be for the Raiders, and what position would it be for the Niners?
For me, for the Raiders, and I'm going wide receiver. That's just me. And for the Niners, it would be cornerback.
What'd you say for the Raiders?
Wide receiver.
Bonte?
Linebacker for the Raiders. I could see receiver, but it seems like they haven't had a linebacker in a very long time.
Who was
they
the
need
last?
A thumper. They need a thumper in the middle.
Romanowski.
Greg Beekert.
Well, look at you.
I would say for the 49ers, it is tough. I don't think they need a receiver. I really don't. Because they're depending on some of their young, at least one of their two young guys to really end up being good. I think Emmanuel Sanders is pretty. Give me somebody in the defensive secondary for the 49ers.
Safety, maybe?
Yeah, I'll take a safety. And then for the Raiders,
they ain't no old lineman. They
corner.
Got a bunch of
I mean,
of those.
It feels like they have the safeties.
They got a good tight end. They got a defense.
They got a running back. They got a line.
Maybe a wide receiver.
Linebackers?
Somebody on the text line says if they should take another great running back for a two-headed monster with Jacobs. I'm out on that.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I'm out on that.
Can never have enough running backs.
Yeah, but only one could carry the rock.
Maybe interior pass rusher for the Oakland Raiders. They may need that one.
831 says Niners need a bona fide safety. 510, different 510 says, okay, just a nitpicker. The improvement is not a result of coaching, okay? It's a result of getting the best draft picks because you stunk all these years, okay?
Right,
That's the peanut gallery weighing in. Kyle Shanahan, obviously one of the worst coaches in the NFL. John Gruden, maybe even worse than him, I guess is what that texter believes. And so
I say cornerback. For the peanut gallery. It says Guru, it's pronounced quarterback. I say corner back. That's for the peanut gallery.
Oh, they thought you said you wanted a quarterback?
They're losers.
Nobody said quarterback. for either of these teams.
I didn't want to get Bonte mad.
Why would that get him mad?
Why would that get mad?
You think highly of Carr right now.
I mean, I'll put it this way. You could get the best player at a certain, like whoever you think's the best quarterback, whoever you think's the best running back, whoever you think's the best linebacker, whoever you think is the best
I'll see where you're going.
Safety. All right, now would you take a quarterback? Like if you were the Raiders and you could take the best player at any position off any other team, would you take Pat Mahomes?
Yes.
Okay.
But for the Niners, I wouldn't.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think Jimmy, I'm telling you, I think Jimmy's a man.
Pat Mahomes, Watson both teams. I mean, if you had to start the team from scratch.
It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you could you could take Saquon Barkley if you wanted, or you could take DeAndre Hopkins. Just drop him in.
Deshaun.
Drop him in. In other words, like you would say, if you think your quarterback's good enough,
right,
you'd probably take another position.
Yeah, I think quarterbacks are good enough. I'm looking at Mike Evans in Tampa Bay. I'm looking at Julio Jones.
Wide receiver.
Nah, I'm dropping him in because both teams got the backs to win. Both teams got, I think they have the quarterbacks to win. I really do.
And the standings back you up.
That's a good question.
I'm happy for him, but.
I mean, I do think that's fair to ask. Do both of these teams have the quarterbacks that, in theory, forget the rest of the team? Can these two quarterbacks win a Super Bowl for you?
I don't think Carr can.
I don't know that.
And if we do our game, I don't know Jimmy G and Carr.
See, that's what I think, too.
If
you say, who do you want, Garoppolo or Carr?
Oh, it's Garoppolo right now.
I'm still saying Garoppolo. Okay. And it's just because I think he still has the possibility of having more of an upside for Carr. But I do not believe that Garoppolo has a better chance to win a Super Bowl than Carr at this point. I think that kind of remains to be seen. I kind of feel like either they both are good enough or they both aren't, but you can't say one would and one wouldn't.
That injury to Derek Carr.
Neither playoff game.
And he alluded to it yesterday after the game. Breaking his leg has done something to him mentally in regard to staying in the pocket. But he can prove me wrong. But
not only
remember
that.
After the Monday Night Football and preseason, the Denver debacle for Jimmy,
yep.
We were saying Carr Garoppolo, and I was saying Carr. And now the season's gone on, and Jimmy has showed me you might be who everybody thought you were.
We also forget about the back injury for Derek Carr in 2017.
Transverse
process fractures.
I forgot
And
that.
He really got skittish in the pocket in 2017. So, I do believe if you have the right pieces around these quarterbacks, you can win with them. And you know what? Derek Carr, I'm still iffy on. But when they took away Antonio Brown, it was like Tyrell Williams at wide receiver. And then you got Hunter Renfrow as a rookie, counting on guys like
Keelan
Doss.
Maybe I'm shortchanging him.
I mean, he's done considering the weaponry, he hasn't done a bad job.
Steiny, he looks happy feet in there, man. And I don't know.
408, Carr has 19 game-winning drives. Does Jimmy Garoppolo even have 19 starts? No. He doesn't, but that doesn't mean that you can't. That it's crazy to think Jimmy Garoppolo's upside's bigger than Carr's. You might disagree, but it's not a crazy thought. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in San Jose. How's it going, Mike? What's up, man?
Hey, love you guys. Stanley, that last thing you said was true. You can't fault Garoppolo for the lack of time he's had. But you guys. I feel like you guys aren't really watching Carr that closely this year when you say he couldn't take the Raiders. You put a strong D with that team. Carr, for some reason, I was not sold on the guy, but this year he has turned a page as a leader, as a pocket presence, and as a decision maker. And you watch the games. You watch all these games. I say other than the Green Bay game where he did that crazy thing where he stretches out for the goal line again. Post Minnesota, the last six games the team has played, his stats, and it was in The Athletic yesterday, his stats are top five in the league, and he's the best third down quarterback in the league currently.
I thought Garoppolo was. No, hey, Mike, and I'm thinking maybe you misunderstood. I did not say Derek Carr can't win a Super Bowl. And Jimmy G can. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying Maybe they both can, maybe neither can, but at this point it's unfair to say one could and one couldn't. That's where I'm coming from.
Do you think one's playing better than the other? Because I do believe Jimmy
there
right
has
now
to do different things.
Right.
You know, I bet, and this is always what I get back to with Kyle Shanahan. If you put Derek Carr on the Niners right now, would the game plan change one iota? My feeling is it wouldn't. I don't think it would. I think he'd still try to run the ball 58-60% of the time. I think the patterns that the receivers would run would be essentially the same. I don't know. You guys can disagree with that if you want.
Be interesting to see Derek Carr moving around, because that's the one thing.
What does Carr do better than Garoppolo, and what does Garoppolo do better than Carr?
Garoppolo moves around in the pocket.
No doubt.
Okay. And moves around and scrambles and make plays with his legs.
Even after injury.
You know, Derek Carr may be a bit more accurate.
And he'll give up on the play. Like, he'll throw it in the dirt if it's good. You coming at him, live another down. It's like, come on, D.
Well, I guess we could throw that out there to the fans.
Right.
Because they're what it's all about.
Deep ball. Maybe Derek Carr can throw that. He could throw that pill, man. He throws it deep.
888-957-9570 is the number. Comparing Jimmy Garoppolo to Derek Carr, what does Derek Carr definitively do better than Jimmy Garoppolo? What does Jimmy Garoppolo definitively do better than Derek Carr? Because I do think that these two quarterbacks are, I'm going to say, in the same tier. You can disagree with that if you want, but what does Jimmy G do better than Carr, and what does Carr do better than Jimmy G? We're going to talk about that after the break, and that'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.